Shabtai, it's great to see everyone once again. I know it's a bit strange today. No one knows what's going to be across the country, but Baruch Hashem, we have the safe haven of involving ourselves in Limud HaTorah to ignore the distractions on the outside. There's our focus. It's up to the Eibishter what's going to be, whether it be this way or that way. It was all decided from the beginning of the year. So let's just focus on learning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect everyone and take care of us. So we were discussing the past couple of weeks, we've been going through Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, and we discussed already once why the practice amongst Ashkenazim is that we don't say Birchas Kohanim on a regular basis, only on Yontif. And then we discussed last week that with respect to a non-Kohen violates an Aseh, violates an Isser Aseh if he does Birchas Kohanim. So we questioned why a father would be able to give his children Friday night or other times under Chuppah, why they could give a bracha. So today I want to discuss about receiving the bracha, about being the recipient of Birchas Kohanim. There's a bit of a background noise. I'm not sure if someone needs to be muted. There's some noise going on. Okay, I think it's good now. So, let's see if I could try to do that. Hold on a second. May have to stop the share screen for one moment. Yeah, mute all. Okay. Everyone's muted. Okay, perfect. Okay. So now let's begin. Is there a mitzvah for you and I to attend the Birchas Kohanim? You know, let's say we're in the shul. Are you allowed to walk out? If you're outside of shul, should you walk in? Is there a mitzvah for the tzibur to receive the bracha of Birchas Kohanim? So you take a look at number one here, the ber halacha. This is the very first ber halacha in all of Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. And he quotes the number one here, Kasa b'sefer charedim, that there's a mitzvah asay levarich kohen es Yisrael. That much we know. We know with certainty that the kohen has a mitzvah to bless Am Yisrael. Shenemar, Kosev Aruchos B'nei Yisrael. That's the pasuk in Parshas Naso. But he adds in the Sefer Charedim, V'Yisrael ha'omdim panim keneged p'nei ha'kohanim, the tzibur, the kihila, that faces face-to-face to the kohanim, b'shtika silently, u'mechavnin liban, they pay attention, l'kaba birchasam, to receive the bracha, k'dvar Hashem, like that Hashem says, heim nami b'chlal ha'mitzvah. So it sounds like they also get a mitzvah for receiving the bracha. That's the simple reading of the Sefer Charedim. There is a mitzvah to receive the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. This is said also by the Afla later on, one of the Achronim. He writes as well in number two in the Gemara in Ksubis, and reading just the bold, Nira l'fi ani yazdaiti. It appears to me, Pashit. It's a davar Pashit. It's such a simple point, he writes. De kemo de'ika asei l'kohanim levarach es Yisrael. Just as there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to bench Am Yisrael, Hachanami, so to the flip side, Ika mitzvah asei l'Yisrael, his barich mina Kohanim. There's a mitzvah to be benched by Am Yisrael. He says, V'chein matzina b'chol makum, we find all over, Kol HaTorah Kula, Ava gav da Torah, even though the Torah might emphasize one party, it might emphasize that the Kohen gives the bracha, it's understood that someone has to receive the bracha. It takes two to tango. So he gives an example. Even though ein mafurish atzivoy, even though it might not be so clear that the command is ela al ha'osei, on the one doing the action, the mitzvah is certainly al shem. It certainly applies to both. The Kohanim can't give a bracha to a wall. They can't give a bracha to an empty space. So since Klai Yisrael is essential for the performance of the mitzvah of the Kohen, that means they're also included in the mitzvah on the receiving end, on the passive part of the bracha. And he brings a proof, kegon biyavam yavama. The pasuk says, yavama yavo aleha, that the male, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, the male performs the mitzvah of Yibum. But certainly, the mitzvah aseh gam aleha, she also has the mitzvah. So even though the action might be on one party, doesn't mean that the passive party doesn't get a mitzvah. So the Sefer Afla echoes the points of the Sefer Charedim that there is in fact a mitzvah for you and I to receive the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. Now in light of this approach, that there's a mitzvah to receive the bracha, The Minchas Chinuch raised a very, very interesting question. Does that include women and avadim? Do women have a mitzvah as well? That certainly they can get a mitzvah, but is there a chiv for a woman, for an eved kanani, to attend the Birchas Kohanim? Why not? Why would a woman or eved be excluded? Because we mentioned a couple of weeks ago in the Shirim that there's a machlokas whether or not Birchas Kohanim may be done balayla, at nighttime. And we said it hinged on whether or not Birchas Kohanim was a form of an avoda. So if it was an avoda, if it is an avoda, so avoda is not done at nighttime, so Birchas Kohanim can't be done at nighttime either, which means it's only done during the day, it's a mitzvah aseh, shazman grama. And we know that women are exempt from any mitzvah aseh, shazman grama. They're pater from any time-bound mitzvahs. So says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe if you say that there's a mitzvah to be benched, and you also hold that the mitzvah is only during the daytime, perhaps women should be exempt because of mitzvah aseh, shazman grama. And by extension, an eved kanani as well, we know, is pater from anything that women are pater in, then avadim would be pater as well. So that's a Minchas Chinuch, interesting chakira. But this is all in the school of thought, in the camp, that there is in fact a mitzvah aseh to be benched. But take a look at number four, the Aruch HaShulchan. He is not so clear on that understanding of the Sefer Charedim. The Aruch HaShulchan there in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, he writes, reading just the bold, number four here. Veda, you should know. Sheyesh Misha Kasav, Shigam al Yisrael, Yesh Mitzvahs Aseh, Sheisbarach. There are those who contend that the Tzibur does get a mitzvah for being benched. The Lav Dafka. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Sefer Charedim was not meant to be taken literally. Deheichan Matzinu Mitzvah Zah, where do you find Mitzvahs Aseh Zah in the Torah? It says to the Kohanim, Kosevarchu, that the Kohanim have an obligation to bench, but never did it say that the Tzibur must be benched. Ella, what the Sefer Charedim meant was not to chalk it up as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Ella, Kolomar explains Aruch HaShulchan, Chiv Yesh Alav Lizbarech Me Kohanim. There's a requirement to be benched, not because of a mitzvah, rather why do you have to be benched if there's no mitzvah? Because im Eino Choshish Lazeh, if you're not concerned of being benched, Have kiboet, it's like you're kicking bebirchos of Shere Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you're kicking away, you're not interested in the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ra'i la'onish, you're deserving of a punishment, not because you don't get a mitzvah, but you saying, I don't need the bracha, what is a bracha, that's all mysticism, that's all segulas, that's above, I'm an intellectual person, I understand things, brachas, who needs brachas? So by doing so, you're rejecting the bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Kohanim to give us. We need brachas. We should seek out brachas. Now, yes, I'm not saying to jump from tzaddik to tzaddik to rebbe to look for brachas. We have to, of course, work on ourselves. We need a melis. We need a shtalis. We need to have a emunah bitachon. But brachas, birchas Kohanim in particular, that's a big Indian. And going to a rebbe for bracha also. The Gemara's talk about such a thing of getting a bracha from a tzaddik, a bracha from a rebbe. These things certainly exist. For a person to say he doesn't want a bracha, a birchas Kohanim, that's being boed bebirchos of Shekadosh Baruch Hu. You're kicking away. You're not interested in the brachas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, just I should mention in the Parsha, it's Parsha Vayera. We're in between Lech Lecha and Vayera. And these are partials that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Avram Avinu that he's going to get benched. Last week's parsha, over and over again, it says, Ve'ebracha, Ba'avarecha, Mevarecha, all these brachas are going to be given to Avram, that Avram's going to be the source of all bracha. And at the end of this week's parsha, Vayera, after the conclusion of the Akedah, it says again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barecha, Ve'erecha, I'm going to give you the bracha. Meaning Avram was so concerned that his bracha wouldn't come true because of the Akedah. But after he saw Yitzchak survive, he saw, the brachas taka going to come true. I'm going to have a nation, I'm going to have a legacy, I'm going to pass on the koach of the brachas. The brachas are a big thing. I'll just go on a bit of a tangent about the importance of brachas. In Avraham Avinu, so here's the koach of bracha. So how do you and I tap into the koach of bracha? How do we get that bracha of Avram, of Yitzchak and Yaakov? So one way is birchas kohanim, very good. So you and I, we don't have that luxury unless you're a Svardi. So what do? So there is a halacha brought down that you have to daven, say, mea brachas. You have to daven 100 brachas a day. That's a halacha. People think, brachas here, brachas there. Those are the people who are crazy for brachas. You have to learn all day and daven all day. No, it's a clear-cut halacha. You have to say mea brachas. You have to say 100 brachas. Now, the truth is, these mea brachas, it dates back really to Avraham Avinu. What does it mean, Avraham Avinu? So it's brought down by the Svarim HaKadoshim that Avraham Avinu had a certain koach of the Mea Brachas. How do we see that? At what age was Avraham, was he Zochat to Yitzchak Avinu? At the age of 100, the age of Mea. And Parshas Lech Lecha, when this all started, the Gematria of Lech Lecha is also 100. All underscoring that the koach of Mea Brachas comes from Avraham Avinu. Listen to this really neat Gematria for just a moment. The Jikiver, one of the great Chassidish Rebbes, he explained the following. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all had that koach of bracha. And through the Mea Brachas, through the 100 brachas, is the way we could tap into the koach of bracha. So he says, what's the source of Mea Brachas? Where do you find the source in the Torah? So the Gemara Menachos says, it says in the Pasuk, Ma Hashem Elkecha Shoel Mi'imach Im Lira. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu ask of us other than to fear? So the Gemara in Menachos Darshins, what does it mean, Ma? Ma could be learned out to read Mea. You squeeze an aleph into the word Ma to Mea. So Mea Hashem Elkecha Shoel Mi'imach. He asks of us for 100 brachas every day. That was an institution made by David HaMelech to stop a certain magefa. So the Jikra points out, the gematria of the Pasuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach, is the same exact gematria as Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov all together. Because they have the koach of the bracha, the koach of the mea bracha. When we say bracha, we're tapping into the zechus avos. We're tapping into that wellspring of the bracha. Now the Jikra says one last point before we go ahead. The letters of Avram are the same letters as Rav Mea. That Avram was the originator of the Mea Brachas. He was the Rav of the Mea. So he was the starter. He passed it on to Yitzchak, passed it on to Yaakov, and that gave the bracha to all of Am Yisrael through Mea Brachas. And that's why the entire Torah starts with the letter Beis. The Zohar says Beis is for bracha. The only way a world could exist is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the potential for bracha, for things to grow, for things to develop. So that bracha we were tapped into. And this already was from the beginning of creation. It says, Behi Baram. The Behi Baram, the Medrash says, Behi Baram in the letters of Avram. The Avram was given, the world was created with bracha to give with the destiny of giving it to Avram, because that passed on to us. So we shouldn't take brachas lightly. So Aruch HaShulchan says, why should we go to Birchas Kohanim? Not because you're getting a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Because there's a bracha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, this is a chance to get a bracha. Brachas are good. Brachas are important. I mean, you have to do your own effort, but you also need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need Sata the Shemaya, and one of the ways is through a bracha. So again, the two reasons why a person should go to the Birchas Kohanim, either because it's a mitzvah zaseh, or because otherwise you're being bullied, you're kicking away, you're throwing away the brachas that the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us. So listen to two very important afkaminas brought down by the Piskei Tshuvas here in number 5. We're going to read through these three paragraphs together, the whole thing. The Fikach, therefore, so you find yourself in shul, the moment that Kohanim are called to Birchas Kohanim, say, Kohanim, and then you don't want to go, you don't want to stay, you're not allowed to leave. It's prohibited from leaving if you didn't yet get the Birchas Kohanim. It's forbidden to leave. V'afim kvar shama Birchas Kohanim. Let's say you heard it in a different minyan. You happen to walk into another minyan, and they're about to say Kohanim. Ein min haroi. It's inappropriate. Sheyatz mibeis kneses to leave the shul. Kishiroa Kohanim omdim levarachas Yisrael. You see Kohanim giving a bracha. You're like, I already got that mitzvah. Im yotze. If you go, if you walk out, beem se Kohanim levarachem es Yisrael. It's kein yotz mibeis kneses. It's as if you're leaving shul the moment beem se kriyas haTorah. It says in the Gemara Brachos, if you leave out, you walk out of shul when they're reading the Sefer Torah, Ne'emar says about such a person, V'oz v'Hashem yichlu. Those who leave, those who ignore Hashem, will be wiped out. So Piskei Tshuva says, one who walks out during Birchas Kohanim is the same fate as those who walk out during Kriyas HaTorah. So it's either usur or it's inappropriate to walk out during Birchas Kohanim. And he says further in the next paragraph, anyone who's in the city and is able to attend the shul, to attend the minyan, lekaba bracha kadasha Torah, to receive the bracha, ve'eino bar, and he doesn't come, marib atmo, he shows she'eino bracha chashuv ve'einav lavo lebeis kneses b'shvil. What do I need a bracha for? That's what you're showing Hashem. You're not interested in a bracha? V'lachach ein b'chal bracha. You can't have that approach. We're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where it's a daily thing, or even in Yom Tif in Chutz Arts, But I don't think an Ashkenazi has a requirement to go to Sfaradi Minyan in Chutz Laretz. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where your minyan and where your shuls have a Birchas Kohanim and you avoid it. You walk out. It's not a good thing. Either you're missing a mitzvah or you're missing out on the bracha. And then he says, not only is it usher to walk out, but it's also important to know if it's a mitzvah, v'cheven sha'mitzvah mutelas gam al Yisraelim. Since according to many poskim, the mitzvah is incumbent upon the tzibur as well, hashom ha'bracha, those who hear the bracha, tzrichem heim lechaven, you need to have kavana, mitzvos tzrichos kavana. We know there's machlokas whether mitzvos tzrichos kavana, or ein tzrichos kavana. So we assume by a mitzvah midrabanan, lechachila, you should have kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're yotze. But by a mitzvah midraisa, b'dyevid, mitzvos tzrichos kavana. So the Pishkei Tshuva says, since many hold that there's a mitzvah to get benched, tzrichem heim lechaven, lekabas birchas kohanim be'eimo v'yira. You should have kavana to receive the benching, the bracha, with fear, ulechaven letevos habracha, and to pay attention to each word, yivarechecha, Hashem, v'yishmerecha, and so on. Each word, there's such a koach to them. V'lo la'siach das, not to ignore it, ulehabit onav ana, to look around here, look around there, olayim b'sefer, to learn b'kedome. V'kol shekein shelo lahafzik b'dibor, and certainly not to interrupt, not to speak during Birchas Kohanim. This is a serious thing. So we have two reasons why a person should take this so seriously. Either because there's a mitzvah at hand, or because there's the bracha, one has the opportunity of receiving the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told us to do. Now I want to take this idea and take it one step further. We were discussing the importance of getting a bracha. So let's talk about for a moment in general the approach, the hashkafa that one should have about trying to chap a mitzvah, trying to get a mitzvah, opportunities for mitzvah. We don't run away. We don't say, oh, that's a burden. We are looking for opportunities of mitzvah. So I want to talk more generally of opportunities for mitzvahs. Now, certainly, if there's a mitzvah chiyuvis, if there's an obligation to perform mitzvah, we have no choice. We have to do the mitzvah. We have no choice. We have to wear tefillin every single day. We have to say Shema. We have to say Shemoneh Esrei every single day. These are all requirements. These are chiyuvim. But what about a mitzvah kiyumis? What about a voluntary mitzvah that I don't have to do, but if I do so, I get a check mark? Should I be doing that? Should I not? What should my approach be? So there is a Gemara that talks about, we know when it comes to tzitzis. Tzitzis, you don't actually have to wear tzitzis if you're not wearing a four-corner garment. I remember, as chatai ani maskir yom, I'll remind you of some of my sins when I was younger, but I was a lamdin when I was younger. I thought I was at least in camp. I went to Camp Morasha. I didn't wear tzitzis when I was younger. And the counselor who just came back from Eretz Yisrael, he got very religious, and he tried convincing me to wear tzitzit. I said, no, I know the halacha. I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment, so I have no obligation to wear tzitzit. And he told me, still, you should chop the mitzvah anyways. Later, I learned Gemara Menachos that taught us that, even though there is no obligation to wear a four-cornered garment, but when a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out his wrath on a nation, so then he doesn't distinguish. If a guy isn't wearing tzitzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take out his wrath on such a person anyways. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us take the next step, to do above and beyond, not just do the obligations. He wants us to see us seek out opportunities for mitzvah. So here's a Gemara that seems to prove this point, the idea that we should be mahadir. We should seek after mitzvahs. Take a look at number 6. Number 6 is the last parak in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara there talks about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, others pronounce it Shiluach HaKan, the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird before taking the chicks or the eggs out. So the Gemara says there, number 6, Daf Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Testament base. Yachol Yachzer Beharim Ugvaos Kedei Shiyimtzu Kan. One might think you should look high and low for a nest. For a nest of a kosher bird, or find the eggs to be yotzei the mitzvah, we should seek out opportunities. The Gemara says, Tam lomer, ki yikarei. Yikarei is a lashon of happenstance. B'me'oro lefanecha, if it happens to be. I mean, don't chase after it if you chance upon it. And there's a discussion that if you chance upon it, do you do it only if you want the eggs? But what if you don't want the eggs? Should you not do it? So there's a whole very interesting machlokas within Shulach HaKein. But what's the havamina? That Yachol Yachzer Baharim, I should start going in the forest, I should look through the desert, I should look in the mountains and valleys for a nest, because there's a general concept, Taka, you should seek out mitzvahs, you should look for opportunities for mitzvahs. When it comes to Shulach HaKein, there's a special pasuk that says, Shulach HaKein is different. This is Ki Yikarei, if it happens to be. Mashma, all of the mitzvahs, we should seek out opportunities. Now, I have a friend of mine, when I was in NYU learning in the Kol Elyon, we were learning Maseches Bechoros. Maseches Bechoros talks about the various Bechoros that we have in Halacha. There's a Pidyon HaBen, the Bechor Adam it's called, the firstborn to a human. There's a Bechor Behema Tahora, a firstborn kosher animal, that's a special carbon. And then there's a Bechor Behema Temea, which is a Petachamor, a firstborn donkey. When I was there, I had given my chabur, the way it worked in the Kol Elyon in NYU, you rotate giving chaburas to each other. So I had given my chabur on Petach Hamor, a firstborn donkey, and I was I just spent so much time preparing for it, I fell in love with the sugya. All right, a strange sugya to fall in love with, but I fell in love with the sugya. And I had a chavrus of mine that we learned once a week, and he's very, very makbid on never missing. And one time he felt bad. He emailed me, and he wasn't able to make it. He felt so bad. And he says, what can I do to make it up? So I emailed him back, I would love to get a Petach Hamor. At first, he had no idea what I wrote, because I wrote in English. He's like, who's Peter? P-E-T-E-R. So he didn't understand who Peter was. I explained, no, I was talking about a Petach Hamor. I said, if you could ever find me a Petach Hamor, a firstborn donkey, it's such a rare mitzvah, because firstly, how many Jews own donkeys? That's number one. Number two is apparently donkeys have a lot of miscarriages, so it's very hard to have the firstborn donkey that's actually going to be a viable donkey to perform the mitzvah. It's very, very rare. So I said, if you ever have that chance, I want to do that mitzvah. I mean, our mindset should be, try to chop as many mitzvahs as we can. Don't just check the box, okay, I did my obligations. I davened, I said Shema, I worked tefillin. No. What else could you do during the day? Could you give more tzedakah? Could you do hachnasas orchim? Could you do bikur cholim? Menachem aveilim? Whatever it is, the more mitzvahs, that's our mindset. You should be yachzor, behar mugvos, not v'shalach hakein, but other mitzvahs. If you look at number 7 here, the Torah writes, when it comes to baking matzahs, the Torah is a very, very strong language here. He says, Lechach or Lechain, mitzvah, akol adam, lishtadel basias mitzvah. Everyone should try really hard to perform the mitzvah of baking matzahs, ubafiyasan, preparing it, v'chein hayanoeg, his father, harash, the rush of the father of the Torah, he would be involved in the baking of the matzahs, and to try to hasten all the baking process, he helped flatten it, he helped make the holes in it, he'd be involved in the process. Why so? Because not only to make sure it was kosher, but also there's an inin to be involved in every mitzvah possible. I'll tell you, Maisa, my wife's brother, the oldest brother, so a few years ago, he decided he wanted to go make matzahs, but not just bake matzahs. He wanted to start from the beginning of the process. So he invited me to come along. He found a farm in New Jersey where they had wheat that you could go ahead and pay and cut the wheat. Start from scratch. We did everything outside of growing the wheat. We went. Now, he didn't really do his homework so much, so he didn't get a sickle. So everyone else who was there, they had like sickles. They're knocking off very quickly the wheat. He bought a couple of pairs of scissors. So we're like busy at cutting one piece of wheat at a time. It was like sweating. Nothing was getting done. We cut some wheat, and then we took the wheat. We had to let it dry out in some area. And then we took it to some basement in Borough Park where the guy had a big fan blowing. We had to perform the next melacha of zohar, of winnowing. The way winnowing works is you have wind come and blows the light stuff and the heavy stuff falls. So in the basement, we threw up the wheat and the wind was flying across the room and the things were falling. And then we did the borer, we did meraket, we did everything. And then we went later on, we did the grinding and then we did the kneading. And then finally, by the end, we did the beginning. It was like months and months of work. Finally, when it came to baking the matzah, it got ruined. All right, okay, we were in Zocha to eat the matzah. But we tried, at least doing our best, to be involved in the baking of the matzah. It's a very, very important thing, to try to chop as many mitzvahs as you can. It's brought down here by the Minhag Yisrael Torah. Say for Minhag Yisrael Torah. The person is not able to be involved in baking. He's too old, or too weak, or too sick. He writes in number 8 here, Im tareachu lo, if it's too much, kigon zakein, ochola, he's old, he's sick, you know what he could do? There's a big Indian to draw the water up. To draw the water up the night before you're going to bake the matzahs. So at least you could do that. Every year they always show on the yeshiva world or these Jewish news websites, they have a picture like a Rav Chaim or other rebbes drawing water for the baking the matzah. Because some of them are too old or weak to actually do the matzah. But to do something, be involved in some chalik of the mitzvah, and that should really be our mindset in many, many areas as well. Now I'll turn off the share screen. We have 4 minutes left with each other. But other areas that this comes up is when it comes to eating matzah. Eating matzah, the mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach is only the first night, the kazayis matzah, two kazayisim. But the Gra says, every kazayis you have throughout all Pesach, it's another mitzvah. You get another mitzvah. You don't have to, but if you chop, the more you chop, the better off you are. That's our mindset. We should look for opportunities of mitzvahs. The Gra, it's brought down in Ma'aseh Rav, that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, he actually bought a small property in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't live there. He actually wanted to go. He wasn't zochet to move to Eretz Yisrael. His Talmidim did. But he bought a very small portion of land in Eretz Yisrael. I believe it was 4x4 amos. Why did he do that? So he wanted to be zochet to do the mitzvahs of Arla, of Trumos, and Maisas. They have certain organizations that allow you to buy a certain parcel of land. So you can yotze these mitzvahs that are tlios baritz. I don't have to. I don't own land in Eretz Yisrael. There's no obligation. But for a chance to go ahead and do it, I'm not promoting to do this necessarily, buying land there to sell. You have to make sure that the organization is a good organization. I personally don't have any property there to sell. I would love to. But our mindset should be to seek out mitzvahs. Just like there's a mitzvah, there's an opportunity to go to Birchas Kohanim, you shouldn't run out. You shouldn't avoid it. You should go. You should chop the mitzvah. That must be our mindset in everything that we do. You know, yes, when it comes to sukkah, for example. So there's a heter, of course, that you don't have to eat in the sukkah if it's fruit, if it's water. But if you do, you get a mitzvah, an opportunity for a mitzvah. And this really should be our mindset in everything that we do. Whether it's looking for a petach hamor, whether it's looking for a parcel of land in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's baking matzahs, whether it's eating matzahs, eating the sukkah, these are all opportunities. Now, Zocha, every summer I have a summer kol. I know in BRS you also have a summer kol that Rabbi Shabtai runs. So I have one here up in Woodmere in Esh Kodesh. We have a summer kol. A couple of summers ago, we learned Maseches Chulin. We learned about Hilchos Shechita. And the end of the summer, I had organized with the OU to go to a Schlachthaus up in the country, up in New York State. And we went there. It was fascinating. Now, I certainly can't do the mitzvah Shechita. I don't know how to. I was never trained. I don't know the halachas of it. But we got to see a Shechita. That was the closest I could get. And I wanted to do the Kisei Adam as well, but I wasn't zochah to do that because they do it all the way at the end of the day. After all the chickens are shechted, then they do one Kisei Adam. But I wanted to. I'm trying like a whole list of things. I'm trying to do as much as I can. And there's a taka, a big inyan, that a person should try to perform every single mitzvah possible. Now, we know that's, of course, impossible. You know, I can't do mitzvahs that are on a woman. I can't do mitzvahs that are on Kohanim. I can't do mitzvahs that, unique mitzvahs that are in certain cases. I can't, Egla Rufa. How are you going to do these certain things? So you can't do every mitzvah, but through Arvis, through Klal Yisrael as being one whole, one community, we're Zocha to do mitzvahs that even though I'm not a Kohen, my friend the Kohen, through the Kohanim, Zerazer, they were all together, I'm Yotzei the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim through his mitzvah. But now we learn something special, that really, when you get a bracha Birchas Kohanim, that might be the fusion of the world, of Kohanim and Am Yisrael coming together. That we're really connected, we're working together for this unique mitzvah. So just like I could chop on Birchas Kohanim, I could chop on the mitzvahs that are in the base of Mikdash. But the point is, we're trying to not only fulfill obligatory mitzvahs, we're trying to do mitzvahs that are voluntary. We're trying to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want just the bare minimum. We don't live a life of just, okay, yotzei, just check marks. Same is true when it comes to davening, same is true in everything. We don't want to just get through the davening to be yotzei and say Shema and say Shemoneh Esrei. We want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way to show the connection is by trying to chop as many mitzvahs as possible. Okay, we'll stop here. It's great seeing everyone once again. Have a wonderful day. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see each other next week.